St. Peter was a marked man. Our Lord chose him. You could say that perhaps Peter was just a man minding his own business on the day that our Lord got into his boat, preached from his boat, and then told him to put out into the deep. He was just doing his job, trying to make a living, and our Lord, after he worked the miracle of the draught of fishes, told St. Peter that he would make him a fisher of men. And indeed he did. St. Peter was like the rest of us. He was a decent man with plenty of faults, but he was a marked man. God had chosen him to lead his church. We see in today's reading that our Lord made it clear to him that it wasn't from man that he was able to identify who he truly was. You are the Messiah, the Son of God. It was through the Holy Spirit, it was a revelation of the Father, that St. Peter was able to understand this. And it was something that he had to grapple with, because no sooner that had our Lord made him the first pope that he rejected the mystery of the cross. Immediately afterwards, our Lord began to speak about his sufferings. We read it in St. Matthew's Gospel. Today we have the parallel passage from Luke, but St. Peter rejected the cross. "Far be it from you, Lord, that these things should happen." And our Lord said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And we know how St. Peter was told by our Lord that he would betray him, and St. Peter impulsively promised that he would go to death with our Lord, and of course our Lord was right, he did betray him, and eventually he repented and of course became heroic in his faith after Pentecost. There's even the story though of the Quo Vadis, I've mentioned it before, how St. Peter, while he was in Rome, was afraid of the persecution and decided to take off, walked out on the Appian Way and met our Lord coming the other direction towards Rome, and said, "Where are you going, Lord?" And our Lord said, "I'm going back to Rome to die in your place again." And Peter slunk back to Rome and remained faithful to the end, where he was ultimately martyred. But he had a struggle with himself. Our Lord chose him and sort of swept him off his feet. Something similar happened to St. Lorenzo Ruiz. We celebrate his feast day today along with 15 other martyrs who died in Japan over a period of about 5 years in the 17th century. St. Lorenzo Ruiz was a family man, Dominican tertiary, fairly poor catechist. He helped teach catechism for the Dominicans. Through no fault of his own, he was in trouble. Someone had falsely accused him actually of killing someone. So the Dominicans and the Spanish were sort of passing him around and trying to keep him out of the hands of the officials, and decided that the only way to prevent him from being arrested and ultimately jailed was to put him on a boat to Formosa. And the ultimate destination of the boat was Japan. And he wound up in Japan with the Dominicans and other missionaries just basically to escape the law, and ended up ultimately dying a martyr there. The whole band of missionaries was eventually captured by the Japanese and tortured, and St. Lorenzo Ruiz persevered to the end, saying, "I regret I only have but one life to offer for Jesus Christ." And amidst all the tortures that he was submitted to, and they had plenty of them to dish out, he offered everything to the Lord. And so he too Was it just an ordinary man who was a marked man? God had chosen him for martyrdom, and today we celebrate his feast day. We offer a Mass in his honor because he accepted the will of God. You know, same thing is true for all of us. We're ordinary people. We're called to have extraordinary love and to correspond to the will of God wherever we find it. And God does use us in our own in the circumstances of our own lives to be his instruments, to be his face and his witness to the world in which we live. And we may not always be rewarded for it in this life. We may end up suffering for being faithful to the truth, saying what needs to be said, being faithful to Christ when the world hates virtue and loves vice. We'll have we don't have to go looking for the cross. We'll find it. Well, that's for sure, if we are faithful to the Lord. But our Lord's providence is always with us. God's providence is always with us. The Lord has a plan for each and every one of us, and he reveals it to us little by little, but his grace is always present, just as it was for St. Peter. God had destined him and told him, you know, when you were a young man, you went where you wanted to go, and when you're old, someone else will bind you and take you where you don't want to go. Our Lord told him that he would ultimately die a martyr and that he should prepare for it. St. Lorenzo Ruiz didn't get that revelation, but he knew that when the time came, that God's grace would be there for him, and it was. He died a hero, ordinary man dying a hero. We also will have the grace to do everything that God asks of us, if only we are willing to persevere day by day. St. Maximilian said, do what you are doing, concentrate on your duties for today, and tomorrow will provide for itself. And of course, our Lord has said exactly the same thing from the Gospel. Today has enough worries of its own. Leave tomorrow for its own, for itself, and it'll take care of itself. Let us then turn to our Blessed Mother and Saint Lorenzo Ruiz and Saint Peter and ask for the grace to always recognize God's providence in our lives, and to accept from God's hands whatever crosses he has to send us, and knowing that he also charges that cross with tremendous grace and blessings. And if we are faithful to carrying our cross, our Lord will reward us on the last day. Amen.